Wednesday night, Dvar Halacha about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, or L'chof Zion Teves, I think it is. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Al Kol Bracha Shodom Shomea B'chol Makom, whenever you hear a bracha, you should say, Omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. That's upon hearing Hashem's name. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, who is a reference to Atzmuso, I guess. And Shemo is already how he governs the world. Probably something like saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vo'ed after saying Shema Yisrael. That's the idea. I mean, it's learned out from a pasuk. It's an asmachta, of course. But you're saying Baruch Hu, the essence, and Baruch Shemo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah right away says that, the Shulchan Aruch makes it sound very... Every bracha, you say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, to Hashem's name. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait, not so fast. In a place where you're not allowed to be mafsik, you don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, not even in Pesukah de Zimra, Koshkin and Brichos Kriya Shema. And if you hear a bracha that you're mechuyev to make, and you're listening to it as ke'ilu, you're making it, so you also don't answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, because it would be a hefsik. Okay? That's one point the Mishnah Berurah makes. Another point is that he says that when you have a shortish bracha, whether it's Berchos HaShachar and Bokeach Ivrim, let's say it's just two words, or in Shmona Esrei, so you have to be very careful, because sometimes the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo runs into the reciting of the bracha, and then they get mixed up and they don't hear when he's finishing the bracha, and they don't answer Amen right away. They wait too long, or they b'chlal don't even know what the bracha was made. And they, it's a shailus of something called an Amen Yisoma, which is not allowed. It's very inappropriate to have an Amen Yisoma. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be very careful. The chazan should be ma'arich, should pause and wait and make sure everybody can hear the end of the bracha properly. The Shar HaTzion says, Umitav Zeh, for this reason, Yesh Nimnoen Loimar Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says to say it, but some don't say it because it's more important not to mess up the Amen. And if the Amen might get messed up, you're better off not saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And indeed, it's brought down in the Ma'aser Rav, the Gro didn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And it's brought down that the Chafetz Chaim also didn't, although I'm not 100% sure of the source of that. And but the Shar Tzion ends up saying, "Avol nochol nasos kamosha kasavnu." He says there are svarim not yesh nimno and loyma baruch hu baruch shmo ma'aser rav. That's from the Gra. Avol nochol nasos kamosha kasavnu, which is to this is what it says in the Shar Tzion. Which is to tell the chazan to pause and wait so that everybody could hear a clear end of the prophet.